Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Remember anything else?
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you make it through it. Oh, I believe.
About your future.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you and welcome to the New Creation Christian Ministries Hour of Prayer. We are coming together to intercede for each other and for those that need prayer on tonight, for our loved ones, for our family members, friends, and for those that we don't know that we have observed that are in the need of prayer. Yeah. So we just thank God for the opportunity to come together to intercede. The Bible says, God forbid if I shall fail to pray for you. Amen. So we're going to go before the throne. Amen. Just get your hearts in a posture of prayer as we go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love, God, your mercy, your grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your divine plan. You said that you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you for the plans that you have for our lives. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you know the beginning from the end, oh God, and the ending from the beginning, oh God. Even as you set your plan in motion for our lives, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, you knew that we would be here on this prayer line on today. So, Lord, we come, Father God, together here to touch and agree, Father God, to believe on your name, oh God, hallelujah, to bless your name, yes, to magnify your name, to praise your name. We have our ears and crying, Father, to hear what it is that you would say to us on today. You said in your word, let those who have ears to hear what thus says the Lord. So, Lord, we are listening, oh God. We are hearkening our ears, Father God, to hear from you on today, God. Lord, we need to hear from you, oh God, even as we come petitioning you, even as we come crying out to you, even as we come, oh God, oh calling out to you, oh God. We come, Father God, panting after you. As a deer panteth after the waters, so our souls long after you, O God. So, Lord, we come, Father God, seeking after you, chasing after you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord, for your presence on this prayer line. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are with us. You said in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, but lo, you are always with us. So God, we thank you that you are with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that when this world brings us trouble, oh God, that you are the one, Father God, that is there to bring us through every storm and to bring us, Father God, through every trial, through every tribulation, oh God, through all persecution, oh God. When people walk away from us, God, you are still there. When we are brokenhearted, you are still there. When, Father God, when we are scared, you are still there, reminding us that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So we thank you, Lord, for a sound mind on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom, oh God, of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of power and might, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of the Lord and the fear of the Lord. Yes. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in our lives, that you have divine purpose. We thank you that you have divine purpose for our lives, oh God, and our purpose, oh God, is greater than our pain, oh God. Hallelujah. Our purpose, oh God, is greater than anything that can come against us. Our purpose, oh God, is what keeps us going, God. When we feel like quitting, there is your spirit on the inside of us, oh God, letting us know that this is not the end, that there is more that you have in store for us, God, that you called us onto this earth realm for divine purpose, God, that you called us to bring your name glory, God, that you called us, oh God, hallelujah, to put our hands to the plow, oh God, to begin to do kingdom work, that you called us, oh God, into your body, into the church, into your kingdom for such a time as this. And Lord, we recognize that you have work for each and every one of us to do, that there is an assignment that you have for us in your kingdom, oh God. So Lord, we just ask that you would guide us and that you would, Father God, direct our path. We ask, Father God, that you would give us wisdom, oh God, and that you would give us understanding to know what it is that you have for us to do, oh God. Help us to stay planted, oh God. Help us to stay planted, God. You said that we would flourish in the house where we are planted by you, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, for the power that you have released into the house. We thank you, Lord, for souls being saved and lives being changed, oh God, all to your glory, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for, Father God, the young people that are on fire for you, oh God, the Joshua generation, oh God. We thank you for the older people who are on fire for you, oh God, the Abrahamic generation, God. Lord, we thank you that you are pouring out your spirit on all flesh. Oh, God, we thank you for pouring out your spirit on all flesh, that your sons and daughters will prophesy, oh God. Old men will dream dreams and young men will see visions, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God. So I ask that your Holy Ghost would touch, Holy Spirit, touch each and every person under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, ignite them afresh and anew. Oh, God, hallelujah, restore every broken place. Oh. God is restoring right now. God is restoring right now. Just lift your hands. Lord, I pray for that person right now. If you need restoring right now, just lift your hands. Lord, we pray for that person right now that has their hands lifted, Father God. They are in need of restoration on tonight, God. Lord, they have been weary. They've been weary and well-doing, Father God. Father God, the persecution, the pressure, Father God, has become, Father God, intense in their lives. And Lord, right now, Father God, I pray, Father God, for healing over that life right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the balm of Gilead to be released over them, oh God. I pray, Father God, for a wave of the anointing of the Holy Ghost to touch them right now, Lord. You said in your word that times of refreshing are to be found in your presence. So, Lord, I thank you for that person, that woman, that man, that boy, that girl, with their hands lifted up right now, Father God, that's receiving this touch. Touch, oh God, fire. Throw.
Fire, Lord, fresh fire.
Fire, let your fire touch them, oh God. Fall on them right now. Fresh fire falling on them right now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory. So, Lord, oh, God is healing somebody right now. I see you. I feel the healing balm just being released over your life. All the pressure is being released. Off of you right now. The pressure is being released off you. You feeling the fire of the Lord touching you, restoring you, replenishing you, healing you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God is doing a new thing in your life, hallelujah. He's doing a new thing. He's making you, he's bringing back your joy. You feel your joy filling up, hallelujah. God is releasing joy to you. He's releasing joy to you because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, huh? Oh, God, for what you're doing in that person's life, God. We thank you for total healing. We thank you for total restoration. Yes. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to continue to move forward. Oh, new strength. new strength, new perseverance. Oh, God, hallelujah. Be released on this prayer line on tonight. In the name of Jesus, God is strengthening your ankles and your calves. He's putting you up on high places, on high feet. God is giving you new strength. He's making you stronger in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's taking away the weariness. God is taking away the weariness, the tiredness. Oh, you've just been tired. And God is saying, rest in me. Rest in me. I'm restoring you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Oh, for what you're doing in that life right now, in the name of Jesus. Fresh wind, a fresh wind, a fresh wind blowing through their home, a fresh wind blowing through their car, blowing through their business, a fresh wind blowing, even now as they listen on the airwaves, on the telephone, on the computer. We thank you for a fresh wind, oh God, blowing, oh God. Hallelujah. God is restoring your hope. God is restoring your hope. You're going to be able to hope again. My God, weeping may endure for a night, says the Lord. Oh, but joy comes in the morning. My God, my God. Get ready. God's about to pivot you into another dimension. You get ready to go deeper with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your desert place is your deep place. My God. Your desert place is your deep place. As you're in the desert, as you're in the wilderness, then God is able to speak with you directly with no interruptions. The distractions have been moved up. They've been pruned away. God has allowed people to be removed from your life so that you could concentrate on him. God has put people on the back burner in your life so that you could concentrate on him. Hallelujah. In the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 6. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. He was exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple with glory. Hallelujah. And that's what God is looking for. And he said that the cherubim and the angels were worshiping at the throne, shouting, holy, 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 hallelujah. And God is just looking for those of us who will worship him. Hallelujah. Those of us who will put him back on the throne in our lives, God is saying, put me back on the throne. Glory. Put me back on the throne. I want to be first in your life. I must be first in your life. I am a jealous God. Put me back on the throne. I want to show up and I want to shower you with my love. Hallelujah. God wants to shower you with his love. He wants to shower you with his blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout hallelujah. God wants to shower you with his blessings, with his love. Hallelujah. He still has a great plan for you. God wants you to know that he still has a plan for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Hallelujah. Delay is not denial. Oh, my God. Delay is not denial. You've had to wait. You've been waiting on the Lord, but God is saying, continue to wait on me and be of good courage. Hallelujah. I should surely bring it to pass the things that I have spoken over your life. Hallelujah. Over the lives of your children. Your seed is blessed. Oh, glory. Your children are blessed. My God, keep praying. Keep praising God. Keep believing God. Keep pressing. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't quit. Hallelujah. Your seed is blessed. As long as you stay with God. Hallelujah. God is bringing your children out. He's bringing them out. Hallelujah. Out of discouragement, out of sin. He's bringing the prodigal home, the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter. He's bringing them home. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God's putting a hedge of protection around your seed, around your children and your grandchildren. Fret not. Oh, fret not. because of the evildoers. Don't worry. God has not given you a spirit of worry. That worry is coming from the devil. The devil wants to get you all bound up in worry. The devil wants to get you all wrapped up in worry. But remember, we walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Do not give in to the devil wiles of the enemy. Amen. Continue to walk victorious in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this time of prayer on tonight, even as we continue, Father God. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing our church, God, that house where we meet every single Sunday, Lord. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you for supernatural exponential growth, God. We thank you, Lord, not just for growing for the sake of growing, but, Lord, we thank you for saving souls. We thank you for changing lives. We thank you for setting the captives free. We thank you for opening the eyes of the blind. We thank you, Lord, for filling us with your power. We thank you, Lord, for giving us beauty for ashes. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for total restoration. You said you would raise up pastors after your own heart, oh God, to tend to your people, oh God. So Pastor Andy and I are blessed and grateful, oh God, to be used of you in this season. And God, we just commit and submit ourselves to you, and we ask that you continue to get the glory out of our lives and out of your church, oh God. Continue to save souls and change lives,
yes.
Set the captives free, open the eyes of the blind, heal the sick, set us on purpose, and fill us with power in that house at New Creation Christian Ministries. Thank you for every person who works in ministry with us, oh God, the musicians, oh God, and the praise team, oh God, the praise dancers, the flag ministry. Lord, we thank you for the youth ministry, the women's ministry, the men's ministry, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Continue to grow your church. Continue to increase. We have faith for increase. We have faith to increase, oh God. So we ask, Father God, that you continue to increase your church, oh God. Bless my mother, Mother May Thomas in Florida. Bless her pastor, oh God, down there, oh God, even as we released her to Florida, God. Bless her pastor. Bless, oh God, hallelujah. Sister Maria, oh God. Bless her pastor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, oh God, as they are connected to us here in New Jersey. We ask that you continue to bless these women, God. Give them the desires of their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. So even as Pastor Emily comes, Lord, we ask that your fire will continue to be on this line. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father. We bless your name on tonight. God, there's none like you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are sovereign God.
Yes.
You're a merciful
yes.
God. You're a mighty God. You're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God. And that's why we're coming to you tonight. We're not coming to man. We're not coming, hallelujah, to the wisdom of this world. But we're coming to a God that is able to do the impossible.
Yes.
With man, things are impossible.
Ooh.
But with God, all things are possible.
Wow.
So we thank you, Lord.
Wow.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that we can come to you with prayer. We can come to you with our petitions. We can come to you with our cares and our concerns on tonight. Thank you for every person on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord, for the extension of who they are through their family, through their marriages, through, in the name of Jesus, their loved ones and their friends. Lord, we are here to worship and praise and glorify the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise your name on tonight.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Just three verses of scripture before I pray. We're going to take prayer requests momentarily. But looking at the book of Hebrews, in that fourth chapter, beginning at verse 14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Lord, there are many needs on this prayer line tonight. There are many prayer requests and many concerns on this prayer line tonight. And according to your word, Lord, there's nothing that we are going through that you don't have compassion on us. There's nothing that we are going through that you can't feel what we are feeling. There's nothing that is facing us on tonight, Lord, that you have not encountered in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that you can identify. We thank you that you can relate to what we're going through. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you don't overlook our pain and you don't overlook, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the weariness and the burden and the heaviness of sometimes what we're facing. But Lord, as we pray tonight, we are praying for a spiritual impartation to lift the load. We are praying in the name of Jesus that you will remove every burden. You will remove every worry. You will remove every sleepless and restless night. You will remove in the name of Jesus the stress, Father God, and the weight. So, Lord, we thank you, and we pray to you right now. We pray first and foremost for ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Let your grace be sufficient on tonight. We pray for every person under the sound of our voice that their eyes have not seen, their ears have not heard, it has not even entered their heart. What you're going to do for them because they love you. So, Lord, I thank you that they are serious about prayer. I thank you, Lord, that they recognize the need for prayer. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you said where two or more are gathered in your name, that you will be in the midst of us. So right now we pray for supernatural strength. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. Yes. Oh, Lord, we're praying for that person tonight in the name of Jesus that see that same situation. Like, Lord, when are you going to turn it around? Lord, when are you going to change it? Lord, when are you going to deliver? So right now, Lord, give them the ability. Give them the capacity. Give them the endurance, Lord, to pass the test in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. It is only a test. Oh, so, Lord, I thank you that they persevere tonight.
Yes,
I thank you that you give them the patience tonight.
Yes.
I thank you that you give them the power. Glory be to God. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power that nothing will hurt you. Power that nothing will destroy you. Power that nothing will be able to stop you. So right now, Lord, we pray for greater power.
Yes.
We pray for greater strength.
Yes.
We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would give us, Father God, the ability to take authority over every situation. You have given us authority in your word. You said what we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. You said what we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. So we bind up that devil. We bind up Satan. We bind up the spirit of sickness off of your people tonight. Every sick person being healed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Every disease
yes.
being destroyed
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Every person in debt or in lack right now, Lord, for restoration, for recovery of their financial situation, for replacement and renewal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have given us the ability to get wealth.
Yes.
You said you wish above all things that we prosper
yes.
and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So right now we speak and declare and decree prosperity over every life in the name of Jesus. Supernatural, uncommon favor on every life. Right now, Lord, uncommon favor on every life, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Lord, for the spiritual. We thank you, Lord, for the invisible.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the supernatural realm that operates more powerful than this realm.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that your will be done on earth as it's already been established in heaven. We thank you for your angels that protect us on a daily basis.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the armor to put on, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, the shield of faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the sword, which represents your word. Oh, we thank you, the belt girded with truth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said we shall know the truth. And the truth shall make us free.
Mm.
So, Lord, we thank you that your word shows us the truth.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus that the devil is a liar on tonight.
Yes.
We are prosperous. The devil is a liar on tonight. Everyone under the sound of my voice is more than a conqueror. They have been born to win. They are already victorious in Christ Jesus. They are already more than conquerors. Glory be to God. They are already overcomers because your word says we overcame by the word of our testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. So, Lord, thank you for our witness on tonight. Thank you for our testimonies on tonight. Thank you that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty. To the pulling down, I feel God, but they're mighty to the pulling down the strongholds. And I thank you, Lord, that we're not going to go by what we see. We're going to go by what you said. We're going to put the word on every situation. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will remain. And right now, you sent your word that they might be healed. Heal Evangelist Elizabeth Page. Heal Sister Ella in the name of Jesus. Heal everyone on this prayer line that need a supernatural healing. Heal the mind of your people on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Let every bodily organ function according to your will.
Yes.
High blood pressure and low blood pressure, diabetes, sugar diabetes, those who are diabetic, Lord, turn that situation around. In the name of Jesus, everyone on dialysis, turn that situation around. In the name of Jesus, those looking for organ transplants, oh, Lord, do it. We're praying for the sick, Lord. We are praying for those behind prison bars, God. We are praying in the mighty name of Jesus for those who can't pray for themselves. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We magnify your name.
Hallelujah.
We glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
You said, my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, if they would pray, if they would seek
my face.
People of God, that's why we pray for people we don't know. That's why we pray for this world. That's why we're praying even for that missing aircraft. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, that you will restore, that you will recover, that you will find those people, Lord. May they be safe. May they be sound. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, they need a miracle right now. Oh, Lord, we're praying right now for a miracle. We're praying right now, Lord, that you have mercy in that situation. We're praying right now that your grace will reach down from heaven and those concerned, those who are worried, those, Father God, who are part of that situation, Lord, give them mercy.
Yes.
Let your compassion embrace them right now in the name of Jesus. So we pray for New Creation Church.
Yes, God.
We pray for Mother Mae Thomas. We we pray for Sister Carmen and Sister Maria, the Davis family.
Yes,
we pray for the Simmons family.
Yes,
we pray for Sister Rita and Sister Rabinia, Lord.
Yes.
We pray for every member of New Creation Church,
yes.
Minister Andre. And I start calling names because the church is growing.
Yes.
We thank you for growth. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the young and old people alike. We thank you that you're sending the multitudes.
Oh.
You're sending the laborers. You're sending the workers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus during this Lent season, during this Easter and Lent season, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we remember what you did. On the third day, though, you rose with all power in your hand. Death, where is thy sting? Sting, where is thy victory? Jesus, just like the grave could not hold you, the devil can't hold us either. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against the people on this line will be able to prosper. So, Lord, I thank you that we are prosperous. I thank you that we have good success.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, that we are like that tree planted near streams of water, that our children are blessed. Our grandchildren are blessed. Our wives and our husbands are blessed. Our relatives are blessed. Our friends and our loved ones are blessed. You said, who are blessed, no man can curse. So, Lord, we thank you for a blessed people on tonight. We thank you for a powerful people on tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for a favored people on tonight.
Lord.
We thank you for a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. You called us to be kings and queens. You called us to be the above and not beneath. You called us to be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
You called us to be the first and not the last.
God.
You called us to be in the front and not the back.
Mm.
So, Lord, we thank you that even if we get scared, even if we get afraid, even if we get worried, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God will raise up on the inside of us, because greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. So the word says, why worry about tomorrow? We're going to step into today. Oh, I feel a praise right now.
Oh,
we're going to be thankful today.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be thankful that you woke us up this morning.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be thankful that you kept a roof over our head last night. We're going to be thankful that we had something to eat today. We're going to be thankful, Lord, that we did not lose our minds. We're going to be thankful tonight that we're still in good health. We're going to be thankful tonight that we didn't have to bury any of our children. We're going to be thankful tonight in the name of Jesus, even for the job that we have to go to. It may not be the job that we want, but we thank God for every job. We thank God for every dollar. We thank God for every source of income, fixed income or weekly income, monthly income, every dime, every dollar. We give you thanks for it tonight.
Yes.
We don't want to take nothing for granted, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
Give us a spirit of humility.
Glory.
Give us a spirit of meekness. Give us a spirit of thanksgiving. Give us a spirit of being appreciative. Give us a spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, of being submissive to your word and your will. Pastor, I felt that when I said it. That somebody got to let their will be God's will.
My God.
Somebody tonight got to surrender all.
Jeez.
You've been trying to do it. Your own mindset has been getting in the way. Your own way of thinking has been getting in God's way. And God is saying, give it all to me.
Mm.
Hand it all over to me. Give me your children. Give me your cares. Give me your debt. Give me that body which right now the doctor is saying has sickness. Give me, in the name of Jesus, every care, every concern. Jesus said, those who are burdened, weighted, heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, because my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So give that thing over to Jesus, and put his yoke around your neck tonight. Put his burden on your shoulders tonight, in the name of Jesus. So right now, Lord, lift every weight off of your people. Lift every heavy heart off of your people. Remove every mountain that's in their way. Remove and deal with every problem, every trouble, every tribulation, every trial, every test. Jesus said, in this life you're going to have tribulation. He said, in this life you're going to face trouble. Many are the affliction of the righteous. But hear God, church. The Bible says God will deliver you and I from them all. You're coming out of what you're dealing with right now. You're coming out better. You're coming out stronger.
Yes.
You're coming out more wiser. You're coming out more in the name of Jesus. There's a greater anointing on your life tonight. In the name of Jesus, there's a greater anointing, because what you're going through, God is building you. What you're going through, God is testing you. What you're going through, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. If God allowed it, you can handle it. If God allowed it, you can handle it. In the name of Jesus. The word says he won't put on you more than what you can bear.
Yes.
I know somebody need a financial answer. I know somebody need a medical answer. I know somebody need a manifestation of a miracle tonight. But goodness and mercy, they are following you all the days of your life.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, I'm going to have favor on whom I want to have favor. The favor of God is on you. In the name of Jesus, like Mary, you also are blessed and highly favored. Oh, glory be to God. The blessings of Abraham, they're on your life. That's why we have to live by faith and not by sight. That's why we got to be those new creations. And the old passed away. Behold, everything had become new. Pastor, you said it so mightily early. Glory be to God. That delay does not mean denial.
Oh, Jesus.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Somebody need their strength renewed tonight. That's why we pray. Something supernaturally happens when we pray.
Yes.
Because we are spiritual beings. These bodies get tired and weary.
Yes.
Our soul, our will, our mind, our emotions get weary. But we have a new spirit. Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Glory,
God breathed into man, and man became a living creation.
Jesus.
So you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you.
My God.
You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. That's why no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. As we take prayer requests tonight, I read that scripture that we come boldly to the throne of grace. And sometimes the enemy is at work. Sometimes the warfare gets intense. Sometimes in the name of Jesus, it seems like, God, we can't catch a break. We need some release. And that's why Pastor and I want to pray with you. We want to pray for you tonight. Press 1 on your phone device, because we're going to get the victory together.
Amen. Amen.
Press 1 on your phone device, because we just want to touch and agree with you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. So the phone lines are open. If you need prayer, if you need prayer requests, if you want to give a praise report, just press 1 and we'll put you on the air. To God be the glory. We thank God for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Caller, we see that hand. We thank God. Name of Jesus. Area code 404. We thank God for you.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca, and thank you, Pastor Anthony, and I thank God for both of you. I thank God for your prayers, and I want to thank God, because this morning I woke up and I asked God, I prayed to him and I asked him, God, please show me a sign, send me a confirmation, tell me a word. Sometimes I feel so desperate for things, and I know that I shouldn't be that way, and I worry about things, and I shouldn't be that way. But your word tonight was just a confirmation of what I asked God for. And I thank you so much. I mean, I started a beautiful day, and my evening is more beautiful than what I started this morning.
Amen.
And I want to thank God so much, because I know he loves me. And I love him. And I just want you guys to keep continue to pray for everyone, not only for me, but for everyone that can see what God could do for us. I want them to keep listening to you, because your prayers are so encouraging to me, and I'm sure it's encouraging to everyone that's in this prayer line. So please continue that good work that you do for everyone that's on this prayer line. And just continue to pray for me. And I want to thank God and love on God so much. Thank you both for your prayers. Thank you.
Amen. Well, you are welcome. You know, we thank God for you and for him connecting you to us. I mean, you know, through your cousin Carmen, and you both of you women are just such a blessing to Pastor Anthony and myself, you know. And we love you, and we look forward to the day that we will see you face to face.
Yes.
I have about 100 hugs for you.
I know. I have so many hugs for you, too. One day I'll be up there. It's got to get a little warmer, though.
Yes.
So thank
yes.
you very much. Thank you
yes,
both. I love you both. Thank you
we
very
love
much.
You. Amen. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that she is still yet praising you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, even as she took encouragement from this prayer on tonight, even as you gave her a sign and a word and confirmation on tonight, we thank you, Lord, for loving her that much, oh God, that you would send your prophets and your pastors to speak directly into her life, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that she has ears to hear what you are saying to her in this season. And, Lord, we pray for her right now that you would continue to encourage her, that you would continue to show her signs, that you would continue to strengthen her, God, that you would continue to restore her joy, God, that you would continue, God, to walk her into her greater, my God, that you would continue to walk her into her greater. God is walking you into greater. You know, sometimes you feel like you're all alone, but God wants you to know that he's with you, Maria. God is with you, and he's walking with you. He's walking. As a matter of fact, he's carrying you, because
yes,
there are times when you feel like you can't even make it yourself, but the Lord
yes,
is carrying you through these times, and, you know, he's strengthening you, and he's nurturing you. It's like when Jesus was in the wilderness, and the devil came, and the devil taunted him for 40 days and 40 nights. And Jesus continued to, like you, he continued to stand against the devil with the word. He stood against the devil, I'm sure, with prayer. But he stood against the devil. He did not give in to the devil. And the Bible says after the third time when the devil spoke to him and said, worship me. And Jesus said, no, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God only, and him only shall you serve. And the Bible
yes,
says the
Lord,
devil
hallelujah.
Left him until an opportune time. And there's one of the versions, one of the apostles wrote that the angels came and ministered to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what's happening. God is sending angels all around you to minister
Jesus.
To
you,
to minister your
yes,
strength
Lord.
Back. Your latter
yes,
days,
you.
I don't know if God said this to you before, but I'm hearing your latter days shall be greater. Your latter days shall be greater. God's going to make you laugh. He's going
thank
to make you
Lord.
Laugh. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God's
you,
going
Lord.
To give
hallelujah,
you the desires
Lord.
Of your heart, and he's
thank
going to
you,
pay
Jesus.
You back. For all the years
thank
that
you,
the
Lord.
Canker worm has eaten, the palmer worm and the locust, God's going to
thank
pay
you Jesus.
Back. Oh, my
hallelujah,
God, my God, hallelujah. So, Lord,
hallelujah.
We just thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you that
you,
she
Lord.
Still has a praise in her heart. Hallelujah, wow,
hallelujah.
Wow. Wow,
thank
God,
you,
we
Jesus.
Just thank you, Lord, for surrounding her, Father God, with people who love
thank
her.
You,
God
Lord.
Is surrounding you
yes,
with
Jesus.
People who
thank
love you, with people who
hallelujah,
really
Lord.
Care for you and are going to support
thank you
and just continue
yes.
to be our friends, real friends, some good friends are coming into your life. And, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in her life, God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You and we praise you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She is a praiser. She is a worshiper,
hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
So continue
thank
to bless
you.
Her, God. Oh, my
yes,
God. Continue
Lord.
To strengthen
thank
her.
You,
continue to raise her up, encourage her. God
yes,
has given
Lord,
you beauty
you.
For ashes. He's given you
hallelujah.
Joy for mourning. Wow,
Hallelujah.
He's giving you gladness. Oh, my God,
thank
for weeping.
You,
God is
Hallelujah.
Just, oh, it's a great turnaround.
Thank
it's like the
you,
great
Jesus.
Payback, but God is saying it's the great turnaround. I'm
Hallelujah.
Paying you back. I'm turning it around in your favor.
Yes,
wow.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Thank you,
wow.
Jesus. Thank you.
Wow,
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
The sun is shining.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, we thank
Lord,
you
Jesus.
And we praise you. And
thank
we magnify
you,
your name for encouraging your daughter.
Thank
wow.
You,
and God calls you
thank
daughter.
You,
he calls you daughter. He wants you to know that
thank
he does
you,
love you. He knows
Hallelujah.
You said you, that he loves you. And but God
yes,
told
Lord.
Me to tell
thank
you
Jesus.
That he loves you. He said, tell her
I
that
you,
I do love her. Tell
yes,
her
Lord.
I love her so much. And tell
thank
her
you,
I
Lord.
Have put great plan for her. So
Hallelujah,
God, tell
Lord.
Her, wow, I hear you, Lord, that her eyes have not
thank
seen,
you.
Nor has her ear heard, nor has it entered into her imagination what I have in store for her. Wow.
Thank you,
wow.
Jesus. Hallelujah,
so, Lord,
Lord,
we just
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Wow,
Hallelujah,
wow.
You
are blessed to highly favored among women.
Name.
Wow.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes,
my God,
Hallelujah.
My God. So
Lord,
we just thank
Jesus
you.
Name.
Thank
you, Lord.
You are a queen.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are a queen. You are a royal priesthood.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are valuable. You are a great
thank
treasure.
You,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
And God said
Lord,
that, but
you.
You're going to see that, and that it's going to be,
thank
you, he's going to robe
you.
He's going to put you on the royal
Hallelujah.
Attire.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
wow.
Jesus,
oh, wow.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we
Hallelujah.
Just thank you. Praise you.
Yes,
oh,
Jesus.
Wow. Wow. For the
thank
glory
you,
that's over this woman of God's life.
Yes,
and continue
Jesus,
to have your way
you.
In her life, Lord. She is totally submitted
have your
to
way,
you.
Jesus.
We thank you
have
for this shift.
Way,
we thank you for this
yes,
shift.
Lord.
We thank
yes,
you for the praises
Jesus.
On her lips. In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name, amen.
Jesus
Hallelujah.
Name.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I receive
you
that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen,
wow,
Lord,
you are
Jesus.
Royalty.
You.
I mean, truly royalty.
You,
amen. And God just,
amen.
He has revealed so much. Even as I was praying, he just let me know that you are so special to him. Amen.
You,
and he just
amen.
Loves you so much. Because you just pour out your love. You're like the woman with the alabaster box, you know, and you just continue to pour out your love on him in spite of everything. And he wants to show you. He said he's going to show you how much
thank
he
you,
appreciates
Lord.
That. Wow. Wow.
Thank
to
you,
God
Jesus.
Be
thank
the
you.
Glory.
Thank you. To
wow.
God be all
wow,
glory.
God.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor
amen.
Rebecca. And thank you, Pastor Anthony. I love you both. I can't wait to see you soon.
Yes, well, we're looking forward to it, and we'll be talking to you. But in the meantime, we will see you every week here. Continue to pray for us as we pray for as we
yes,
stand
yes.
in the gap for so many.
God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Amen.
Pastor, I felt that as I was praying, there was a leaping and a rejoicing in my spirit. Wow, wow, in the name of Jesus. Area code 321, we see that hand. Amen, you're on the air. God bless you. Area code 321.
Amen, praise the Lord. As you were
praise
ministering to Sister Maria, I just looked down where my Bible was open. I had been flipping through pages, and I stopped, and I looked down as you were ministering, and I happened, my eyes fell on where it was saying verse 16:20 in John, and it says, truly, truly, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman,
wow.
when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of a child, she remembers no more the anguish for the joy that a man-child has been born into the world. And you now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And I just wanted to share that because it was just so strong as you were ministering to her. Praise you, Lord.
Wow.
I thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And I just rejoice in him also and all that, and all the prayer that's being prayed, and just encourage my fellow believers. God is so good. God is awesome. And joy, the joy is our strength.
Yes.
His joy is our strength, and he is turning it around. He's turning it around. He's turning it around. There's so much victory.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah. I felt that. He's turning
Amen.
It around. He's turning it around. He's turning it around.
Amen.
And that scripture is so apropos for that prayer, like you said, the prayer that has gone forth on tonight. And even as I was ministering to Sister Maria, you're right, that is so apropos, that so often we go through the travailing process. But then when we push out whatever
mm-hmm.
God is trying to manifest through that process, we forget the pain. You know, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she has the baby, and you put with the last push, that, you know, she looks upon the face of her child, there is no more weeping, there's no more pain, there's only joy and rejoicing. So, wow.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank you for calling in and sharing. The Lord is leading me to have Pastor Anthony to pray for you. But thank you so much for calling in and sharing that scripture on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, pastors.
Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Rita, that was an appropriate text. And
yes.
We thank God. Hallelujah. We remain door for a night. Glory be to God. But morning is coming. And that is absolutely amazing. And even as Sister Rita said, glory be to God that text passage jumped off the pages as she was reading it. And I said, many people on this line tonight can relate to that.
Yes.
Because it's just a day where so many are going through so much. But we know that when the joy comes, it's going to be like it never happened.
My God.
By the time we walk into prosperity, by the time we walk into joy, by the time we walk with the praise of God in our belly and in our bosom, we thank God. It's going to be like it never happened in the mighty name. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
So I thank God. Father, in the name of Jesus, a special blessing to Sister Rita, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even bringing forth the word tonight through your word, in the name of Jesus, this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, that hallelujah, this too shall pass for so many of us. In the name of Jesus, the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It's going to be given to us who endure. So thank you, Lord, that we come to prayer. Thank you that you give us endurance. Thank you that you give us vitality, Father God, and resilience, Lord, to last and outlast the devil in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. Glory be to God that we can't be defeated, that we will not lose, that we win, Father God, in the end. According to your revelation. So we thank you for her life. We thank you for breakthrough in every area of life for her. We thank you for supernatural divine strength, Lord, being her portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So greater laughter is coming. Oh, I feel God. There's a greater joy. There's an authority that you have never known. There's an anointing in a dimension, glory be to God, that you have not yet experienced. And there's a knowing of God that you have never, glory be to God, tapped into. God's going to reveal himself to you like never before.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, I thank you fully. I thank you for the new revealing to Sister Rita. And I thank you, Lord, for her life. That the favor of God is on her and with her and upon her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank God for you.
Amen.
Keep lifting. Amen. You're a blessing to me and Pastor, the New Creation Church family, and God is going to continue to bless you. Amen.
Thank you, pastors, and thank you for the blessing that you are in my life and in the life of my seed and those who I come in contact with. Amen.
Well, amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. God be the glory.
Amen. Well, God bless you, daughter. We love and appreciate you, and we will see you tomorrow, amen, for Bible study. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, it's just so mighty. Sister Maria took me back to sometimes how I say the same thing. God, just give me a sign. And when we pray that, he is so faithful. It can be the smallest sign. It can be a word from a person. It can be a dollar on the ground. I don't know what kind of sign you need, but when you pray like she prayed, and she said God honored that prayer that she set out this day with.
Yes.
And I operate the same way sometimes when I need to feel God or see God or sense God. He always never fails us.
Mm.
So if you need prayer tonight, you know, sometimes the enemy try to say, well, we come for prayer too much, but we're here only on Tuesday. Even those who are on this line, if you're part of New Creation Church, you know we believe in prayer and the power of prayer and the prayer of faith.
Yes.
We are a praying church, and God just gave us that characteristic.
Yes.
Caller, we see that hand.
Amen.
And we thank God, amen, that we're with some people tonight that also believe in prayer. Area code 908, we thank God for you on this evening. Area code 908.
Hello, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. How are you guys doing this evening?
God bless you, Elijah. We're doing well. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing well as well. I'm doing good. God is good. I just would like to say that God has been truly a blessing to me with this new job, this new career and everything. But I just want to put in a prayer request because just a couple of days ago I was informed that the new CCAs, which is my position, that they was telling me that a lot of CCAs don't make it over the 90-day probation period or don't last 6 months. But once I was informed that, I was like, oh, no, God been too good, you know, for me to get this job, and I'm going to take this job to the top, above and beyond. So I'm asking for you to pray for me, and I'll just pass these 90 days and do great things with this job, with this company, as this my new career.
Amen. Let us pray, son. And you're absolutely right. That you're using the right word. And that job is going to be a career for you. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Let us pray.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
The word says you have not given us the spirit of fear,
yes,
but one of love, one of power, and one of a sound mind. So I thank you for this great door that has been opened for this young man, this door of opportunity, this door of employment.
Yes.
Lord, this door which is a good job and good benefits in the future, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for favor on his life.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus that he will do what he needs to do in these 90 days.
Yes, God.
That his job security is already done.
Yes,
his stability is already done.
Yes, God.
It's already permanent in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help him, Father God, to perform with the spirit of excellence.
Yes,
help him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him the attitude and the aptitude to do everything he needs to do. Father God, the ability to learn the task at hand.
Jesus.
The ability, Lord, to have the right favor in bosses and supervisors and coworkers, Lord, that would surround him and tell him everything he needs to know, Lord, to do what he needs to do.
Yes.
So I thank you, Lord, that all things are going to work together for his good, because he loves you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're not going to go by what happens to the multitude. We're going to go, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You said 1,000 will fall at our left, and 10,000 will go at our right, but it will not come near our dwelling. So right now, we put a hedge around him.
Oh, Lord.
We already say the job is permanent. The job is his. The income is long term.
Yes, Lord.
The job is long term. No weapon formed against him will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help his mind. Give him a peace, Lord, so he'll be able to perform without being afraid, without having second thought, because, Lord, you gave him this opportunity. Lord, you gave him this chance. Lord, you made a way where there seemed to be no way. So continue to be that lamp unto his feet and that light unto his pathway. So put the right people with him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the right connection.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we say it's done.
It is done.
We believe your word.
We believe it.
That he is blessed.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Well, Elijah is already done. Amen.
Yes.
And people are going to say what they say. But, son, you keep believing God by faith. Amen.
Amen, I will.
And do what you need to do. I'm sure you're going to do an excellent job.
Yes,
I'm sure you're going to learn the task at hand, and I'm sure God's going to get the glory.
Amen.
Amen, so amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I tell you, we're so godly proud of him.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, negativity would try to come.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go down that road. We're going to stay positive.
Yes.
Elijah, we want you to stay optimistic. We want you to stay positive in the name of Jesus. Because glory be to God, if God be for you.
Oh.
I said, if God be for you,
geez.
Who can be against you?
My.
So he's already given you the right supervisors and those with the right influence and affluence, and it's already done.
Yeah.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we're about to go down from this mountaintop experience, but if there's any more prayer requests, glory be to God, we want to pray with you and pray for you. Again, Pastor and I strongly believe in prayer. The New Creation Church family, we strongly believe in prayer. And you who come every Tuesday night, we know that you also believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Jesus asked his disciples, Pastor, could you not pray for us?
Uh-huh.
In other words, he knew those 12 had the ability to reach God and move the hand of God on his behalf.
My God.
So I thank God that we need each other in this area called prayer.
Yes.
None of us have arrived. None of us have all together. We all need prayer.
Mm.
And Carla, we see that hand.
Yes.
To God be the glory. We all stand in the need of prayer. Area code 973, God bless you, and we thank God for you.
Yes.
Hello, God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina. Powerful prayer line tonight. Praise God for everything that has been said already. I'm calling just for myself, just to lift me up in prayer. I have some things before God, and I just want to have you or Pastor Rebecca just pray for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for Sister Tina Lane, Lord, in the name of Jesus. According to your word, Lord, the 37th Psalm, you say, if she delight herself in you, that you'll give her the desires of her heart.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, I pray over her life right now that she has a greater hunger for you, that she desires a greater thirst for you.
Yes.
Father God, help her in the name of Jesus through revelation of your Logos word to get to know you in a greater way in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you will reveal yourself to her like never before, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So thank you that the greater one on the inside of her, the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of her, in the name of Jesus, knowing what she needs before she asks for anything, knowing that, Lord, hallelujah, the unction, glory be to God, the things that she can't even express in her own words. Lord, you said before we utter a word, you already know what's on our heart. So right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever she has on the prayer altar, whatever in her heart right now, whatever on her mind right now, in the name of Jesus, in this season of her life, Lord, do it and manifest it. In the name of Jesus, bind up the hand of the devil off of her life right now. Any demon on assignment, any devil on assignment, any antichrist on assignment against her assignment, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will bind up any adversary, bind up any manipulative spirit in the name of Lord Jesus. Any deceiving spirit, Lord, we bind it up right now. And we say, Lord, give her spiritual insight. Give her spiritual understanding. Give her, glory be to God, the spirit of discernment in this season to move, Lord, according to your word. So I thank you, Lord, for supernatural ability. I thank you for her life right now, Lord, that you would give her greater authority, a greater anointing, greater ability to do what she needs to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So we decree and declare favor on her life.
Favor.
Abundance, overflow, increase in every area of her life. So, Lord, I thank you for the love that she has for you.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for the love that she has for the people, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will bless her. Bless her indeed. Put a hedge around her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Protect her, Lord.
Yes.
Cover her, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you for her life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for her witness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Father, we
Thank
just
God.
Praise you. We worship you for Sister Tina, God. For Tina, have your way in her life. Pastor, that was just so powerful. Even as you prayed that hedge of protection around her, I saw God dispatching angels.
Jesus.
My God, hallelujah. It's like God is protecting you. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just a hedge of protection around you. Even as God is directing your steps and ordering your steps, I see God releasing divine wisdom. Hallelujah. It's like God is like you. God is just opening up your spiritual sight, your spiritual perception, and he's pouring in wisdom from on high to show you what it is that he wants you to do during this season. There's a pertinent decisions that God is guiding you towards, hallelujah, and God is going to give you the right answers, my God, that you have been looking for. He's already downloading them as you continue to seek his face and his kingdom. Hallelujah. God is revealing divine insight to you for where he will have you to
Amen.
Go and what he has to do for this next season pertaining to
That's
kingdom.
Lord.
Wow. Wow. Where he will have you to go and what he will have you to do in this season pertaining to kingdom. Wow. It's almost like you're being held back in the spiritual realm. It's almost like you're pushing against the finish line. You know, like you've gotten to a certain point trying to cross it, but it's like an invisible barrier or threshold that's holding you back. You know, you can't see anything with the natural eye. It's like in the invisible realm is something holding you back, and you're trying to move forward, but it just there's that resistance. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, resistance in the spirit realm. And God is just positioning you. He's going to position you. It's a positioning. It's not so much as opposition, but position. My God, it's not so much as opposition, but position. And God is positioning you because you're seeking him, and he's not going to leave you out there like that. God's not going to drop the ball on you. Hallelujah, because he knows that your praise is for real. My God, he knows that your desire for him and his people and your purpose is authentic. He man looks at the outward appearance, but God is saying tonight that he's looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart. And he sees and he knows. Hallelujah. And I just hear, it's almost like, I gotta release this because I know it's late. We gotta go. But I see you like holding your heart, your hands over your ears to flood out all these voices that are coming from so many different directions. It's like everybody wants to speak and everybody wants to give you direction. It's like so many voices, so many opinions. coming in and you're trying to, you're just like trying to, you're trying to clear your head. Like, I just need to hear God. And God is calling you to a place of consecration, a time of solitude and deep introspection into his word. Fast and the prayer, that's it, so that you can hear, because it's tantamount. It's crucial. It's crucial for you to hear God during this season. So I just see God just leading you as you continue to seek, as you continue to hear. God is leading you, and he's giving you direction, and he's just saying, you got to be like Paul. You can't go to nobody during this season, but you got to just go before the Lord. You got to go before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Tina and what you're doing in her life. We thank you. Oh, my God. It's not over. I hear God saying it's not over. My purpose has not been thwarted. My purpose has not been cut off in her life. I hear God saying, I'm going to fulfill my purpose in her life. Hallelujah. As long as she continues to walk with, as long as you continue to walk with God, he's going to fulfill the purpose in your life. God is not a man. I said it earlier, and I'm hearing God say it again. He's not a man. He's not a man. He's not a man. He is God. He is God. Yes, God. So he's not like man. He's not a man that he should lie. But God is going to do what he said he would do. He's going to do what he said he would do in the name of Jesus, because your heart is right. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you. And God is healing. I just see Bomba Gilead being released over your emotions. Hallelujah. Whether you've been injured in so many different arenas and areas, and God is healing. Hallelujah. And he's sending out our Proverbs 4, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it proceed all the issues of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because you're so loving and giving. I see you running around and with your heart in your hand. And God is saying, guard your heart, guard your heart, guard your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we
Amen.
Praise you and we worship you. We magnify your name, and he's healing everybody. Area in the name of Jesus. Healing is being released right now for every broken area in the name of Jesus. Restoration, I see restoration coming. Hallelujah. And a new direction. I don't know where God is taking you, but a new direction. My God, hallelujah. A new direction.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Father, we just praise you for what you're doing in her life, and we just thank you, and we magnify your name for the word that's being released on tonight.
Yes,
let
God.
Not one word
Hallelujah.
Fall to the ground. In Jesus' name
Glory
we pray.
God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. Wow, my God. And I see you getting stronger. God is strengthening you. My God, hallelujah. He's strengthening you in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, wow. Wow.
Thank you.
My God. We just thank you. We praise you. His purpose, God's purpose, is for you to be a mighty oak of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty oak of righteousness. You will stand strong for the Lord. I see you standing strong for the Lord. Hallelujah. I see God removing contamination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Poison from the roots. My God. Hallelujah. So that you can continue to stand. Hallelujah. He's pruning.
Yes, God.
Don't be surprised if people start falling off from you, because God is plucking and pruning. My God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you in Jesus' name for this season and this woman of God's life. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, God. Yeah. Hallelujah, God. I praise your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory
to God. Glory.
Thank
well, that
Lord.
Concludes, amen, our prayer for tonight.
God bless you, Sister Tina. Amen.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen.
Join us tomorrow night for our midweek service. We'll be at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Also Thursday night, 7:30 and 12:30 on Sunday. God has been moving mightily in this season in our church, and we thank God for you on these Tuesday nights. We're going to go down with Tamela Mann tonight. Take us to the King. Hallelujah, because we can't go to man. We need to go to King. The King, the King, as my wife just prayed with Sister Tina, go to God, and we all need to go to God, to God be glory.
Wow.
Thank God for you. We love you. Continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. God bless.
I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but